From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President François Hollande said it cannot be denied that the attack by a truck driver on a crowd that killed at least 84 people and injured 100 others in Nice Thursday was a terrorist attack. Mr. Hollande speaks here through an interpreter.
This is of an act of which a terrorist attack cannot be ignored, and this is of absolute horror. And it is clear that we have to do everything to ensure that we can fight against the scourge of terrorism.
The dead attacker was named as a 31-year-old French Tunisian who lived in Nice. It is not known if he had any connection with terror groups so far. It is reported that officers did find weapons in the truck. VOA producer Linda Ring is in Nice, where today she said bodies remain there where they fell late Thursday, and that there are investigators and there is a heavy police presence on the scene. In Washington, President Obama condemned what he said were horrific attacks and directed American officials to offer all assistance possible to French authorities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in anti-terror operations in Syria. Since Russia's military intervention in Syria last September, Washington has repeatedly accused the Kremlin of using its air power to prop up the government of President Bashar al-Assad rather than Russia's stated goal of targeting terrorists. Critics from both sides point to the diplomatic fallout over Ukraine and others for the relationship decline. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials are saying Islamic State commander, who had survived many U.S. airstrikes, has been the target yet again of such an attack. Abu Omar al-Shashani, also known as Omar the Chechen, has been reported killed. The Akhmaq News Agency, an Islamic State-linked organization, said Shashani was killed in the town of Sirkat, where trying to halt the military campaign against the self-declared caliphate's Iraqi capital of Mosul. IS had previously this week denied claims that Shashani had been killed. UN officials are accusing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad of denying medical aid to hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in besieged areas. The officials say people are dying for lack of medicines and treatment. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
A special advisor on Syria, Jan Egelin, says progress, although not enough, is being made in providing food and other relief to hundreds of thousands of Syrians in besieged areas. Egelin, however, says the United Nations and partner aid agencies have failed to provide medical care to all Syrian civilians in need in the war-torn country. He says too many people are malnourished and even starving because of lack of food. However, he notes the biggest killer is lack of medical services. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Cambodian political analyst and activist Kim Lay's funeral is set for Sunday. Lay, a widely revered public figure, was assassinated while drinking his morning coffee at a petrol station in the capital last Sunday, sparking a mass outpouring of sorrow, frustration, and fury across Cambodia. 38-year-old man was charged this week with murder in connection with the killings. Angry Lay supporter says responsibility for his death reaches into the ruling party apparatus, and a huge attendance at Sunday's rally could spark tensions with authorities. The White House says that U.S. relations with Britain transcend any single personality, including whoever is the foreign secretary in London. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was responding to a question about how the Obama administration feels about British Prime Minister Theresa May's recent appointment of Boris Johnson, a controversial and outspoken political figure, as her foreign minister in charge of all foreign policy issues. Johnson, the former mayor of London, led the campaign to break away from the European Union. He has sharply criticized U.S. President Barack Obama for urging voters in the U.K. to vote to remain in the EU.
That's the latest world news from VOA.